T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you ready for a 7:05 first pitch between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Bowie Bay Sox. Richmond Flying Squirrels manager Willie Harris joins us now on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. Willie, this is the first of 8 consecutive games against this same Bowie Bay Sox team. When you're staring down this stretch, what do you make of the Bay Sox on the other side?
Oh, man, it's just baseball game, so it doesn't matter who you're playing. Obviously, those guys are pretty good ball club, and just looking forward to going out and hopefully, you know, taking at least five of eight from them.
In the first 4 of these games, they're at home. The next 4 are up at Prince George's Stadium. When you're staring down a stretch that you play the same team a bunch of times in a row, is there any strategy that goes into when you use certain pitchers out of the bullpen or how you mix and match your lineups?
I don't think you should get caught up into the team that you're playing, so to speak, for 8 games. I think you do what's best for your players. For me, my perspective, I'm going to do what I feel is best for my players, putting them in situations that I feel like they can succeed and situations that they're comfortable with. I don't want to put a pitcher out there in a situation where he's not comfortable, and that's really how I try to manage the team.
Speaking of those players, there are a bunch of players that have been on the move over the last couple of days. A couple of arrivals today in top prospects, Joey Bart and Elliot Ramos. Let's start with Joey, top prospect in the Giants system, one of the top catching prospects in baseball. What have you heard about him?
I heard he's a really good catcher, calls a good game. I had a chance to see him in spring training, get to know him a little bit in spring training. Great kid, obviously, because he's from Georgia, same as myself. But, I mean, just looking forward to him going out and playing. Obviously, him and Ramos, they're going to have some growing pains. But you just got to watch him and just try to encourage him and keep him going.
Bart is batting third and catching for you tonight. How does it change the lineup to be able to plug someone like him right in the middle from the get-go?
It's a great feeling, man. It's been a tough year for us win-loss-wise, and just to get a good shot in the arm with Bart and Ramos coming up, I think that should give us some energy to push through this last half of the season, and hopefully those guys, you know, leave a good taste in their mouths and in the front office's mouths and let them know that they're, you know, we're almost ready for the big leagues.
Chatting here on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve with Flying Squirrels manager Willie Harris. Joey Bart's batting third. Elliot Ramos is leading off. He's in center field, just 19 years old. He's the youngest player in Richmond Flying Squirrels history. How do you approach a player like that and make sure that he's tempering his expectations?
For me, I just, you know, I let him do their own thing, let him grow. I'll keep a close eye on him to make sure he's doing what he's supposed to do. But at the same time, it's his responsibility to know what he's supposed to do. Definitely give him a ton of encouragement, keep him positive and keep positive atmosphere here, not only for him, but for everybody in that locker room. And just like I said, look forward to him going out and playing. He's an exciting player. He's going to make some mistakes. You got to know that going in, but you just got to try to help him learn from those mistakes and get him better.
The Diamond has a reputation for being a bit of a difficult ballpark for hitters, especially in terms of home runs, but also for the outfielders when it comes to the winds that are swirling here. What kind of advice did you talk to Elliot about playing center field tonight?
I mean, he's a really good athlete, so I just told him to go out and be himself. For me, man, I'm not going to add pressure to these guys. I want to be the guy to take the pressure away from them because this game is already difficult. He doesn't need me telling him about, you know, all these different things on how to do things until we get to that point. But right now, I've never seen him play. I've never seen Bart catch. So now it's just for me to just watch those guys. And when we have our, you know, our practice time, we'll work on certain things that I feel like they need work on in certain areas. But for now, just go out and play.
First pitch at 7:05 tonight between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Bowie Bay Sox. Skipper Willie Harris joining us on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. When you take a look at the final now few weeks of the season, the Flying Squirrels trying to make a late charge to finish out the year strong, what are some of the goals that you have for this group?
Some of the goals that I may have for this group, I just continue to encourage, man. I want to see everyone do well, obviously, not just my players, but I like to see other players do well, too, because I know this game is hard, man, and they all have the same goal, and that's reaching the major leagues. And I think the main thing is instilling in these guys the encouragement and great attitudes and, you know, good work ethic and going out and just playing the game. Sooner or later, the talent will separate itself from everyone else. And in those two guys, speaking of those two guys, I mean, they have the abilities to do great things, but it's a few guys in that locker room also that doesn't get all the clout that has abilities to play in the major leagues as well. So you just got to try to encourage everyone to finish strong. No one really remembers how you started if you finish strong. So that's what I try to tell them.
There are a couple of guys that have been here throughout the whole season that are on the verge of breaking some Flying Squirrels record. Jacob Hayward's just too shy of tying the single-season record for walks. Vargas is six steals shy of setting a single-season record for steals. Is that something that you'd like to see from them and something that you've thought about?
I definitely would love to see those guys set records, not only for you know, Richmond Flying Squirrels history, but for themselves. They've earned it. They've worked hard. I think both of those records, you can book it as being shattered, especially with Fargus and Hayward. You know, he's got a great eye to play it, and Fargus is very aggressive on the bases. I just want those guys to break those records, like I said, for themselves, and they go into the offseason knowing that they have a record in Richmond Flying Squirrels history.
All right, Willie, thanks very much, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch at 7:05 on Sports Radio 9 and The Fan and 105.1 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.